doing? You know, are you serious or not serious? Well, but they're my friends, you know, I got to hang out with them. I had no idea. When I came in AA, I had no idea how to do anything. One time I was on this plane, and I was going from Dallas to Baltimore, and the flight attendant came up, and she says, "Would you like some lasagna for lunch?" And I go, "What are my choices?" She goes, "Yes or no." I mean, I didn't know I had a choice. I never knew I had a choice. And I was like, I could have had a V8. The hell's that? And I mean, before when I was drinking, it was like, you know, would you like another? Yes! Can I have a double? You know, I never knew. And so when I came here, I had absolutely no desire to get sober. Didn't want to get sober, didn't want nothing to do with you guys. Stay away. And I'll never forget the guy who saved my life. I told this guy, I said, you know, I don't think I'm alcoholic. I do not think that I'm alcoholic. I said, I think I'm just too young. He says, son, don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. He goes, it takes what it takes. If you're not ready, go for it. We'll be right here when you get back. No one ever took anything away from me by being here, ever. It's amazing. This one lady who was so instrumental in me when I was first sobered up, she says, I said, I just don't think I'm an alcoholic. She goes, if you have a problem with the word, don't use it. Don't use it. Read the traditions. The only requirement for membership is the desire to stop drinking. Does that say you're alcoholic? Do you have a desire to stop drinking? You're welcome. So I had to really learn everything. Like, I didn't know anything. What we used to talk a lot back then was that we used to, because I'm telling you about, I had these affirmations. I thought that you could think your way into right acting. Okay? I thought that was the trick. You thought it, you made it happen, you did it. No, no, no. That's the exact opposite. We have to act our way into right thinking. We have to start doing the right things. We have to start doing what's in front of us. And then our thinking comes around. Because see, I'm not responsible for what goes on in my head. I'm only responsible for what I do. And I mean, because there's a lot of things that we do that we don't want to do. You know, it sucks. And it does. And, you know, and once somebody told me, they go, because back in 83, Dallas was about the same size as San Diego. We had one young people's meeting for the whole city. There was only like 20 of us. And we lost our meeting because somebody was dealing drugs in the bathroom. But I mean, that was it. All the meetings were generally a lot of older people and very few people in their late teens or early, you know, adolescent age or early 20s. So what somebody told me was is that you, no matter if you're sober or not, you cannot prevent things that happen to young people to happen to you. And that was a life-saving, you know, right there, because I thought because I was sober, I was entitled, you know, or I was due, you know, or that somebody owed me. And the thing is that when you're in your early 20s, you have to go to school to get an education. You have to get a job. You have to start learning to take care of yourself. You're not exempt because you're sober. I mean, this is what you do when you're in, you know, in your early teens and late teens and early 20s. You have to learn all these things. So I had to learn all of them. They had to teach me how to get an apartment. Okay, this is how you get an apartment. Okay, hang on. And then I wanted to move. I said, okay, I got this one apartment. I want to move. They go, here's what you do. Go find another apartment. Okay, put in a 30-day notice, clean that apartment, and you'll get a deposit check back. Shit, I thought those things were non-refundable, man. I never got a deposit check back my whole life. There it was. I was going to frame it, but I needed the money. And I had to learn everything. I had a job. I said, I want a new job. They go, here's how you get a job. Go find another job and then put a notice in at the one you have. Wow. Man, I mean, it seems so simple, doesn't it? But these things are so hard for us. We just have to be taught the basic things. Again, and what I think is that what I've learned is that what's most important is that we act our way into the right thinking. I mean, you can't become something because you want to. You become something because you are. I had to learn all that stuff right from the beginning. There's a lot of things that I did the first year that were absolutely against any of the. I had no desire to do the right things or behave correctly in or out of AA, or act sober or try to get sober. But what happened is just this kind of